Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lady who's going to help us figure that out joins us right now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
How are you, Mary Kay?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are well. How about you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, before we get into the other things, some rumblings now about DeAndre Hopkins. Brandon Cooks goes to Dallas, and Cooks was one of the wide receivers who were possibly going to be traded, former Deshaun Watson teammate. He goes to Dallas, who had been rumored to be possibly a landing spot for DeAndre Hopkins. Now some talk about DeAndre trade talk kind of kindling a little bit. Would you? And what would he be worth if you're the Browns?
You know what? I'm not sure that they would go that route. I think, if anything, they would like to go a little bit younger. I mean, you can't rule anything out because, of course, the receiver market is dwindling fairly quickly. So you can't rule anything out. But I think in a perfect world, they probably would like to go a little bit younger if they could find someone. Now, you probably saw that they have Marquise Goodwin in for a visit. Now, he's not younger. But he is fast, and he would be somebody that, you know, you could bring in here and, you know, have him in camp and see if he can help you out from a speed standpoint. But I wouldn't rule out Hopkins 100%, but I wouldn't say that they are clamoring to get it done either.
Surprise you that they haven't done anything yet? And though Hopkins is going to be 31 next year, I'm not thinking 7 years down the road. I'm thinking give Deshaun Watson as many weapons as he can now because I think this team has a chance to win, Mary Kay.
Yeah, I mean, it probably wouldn't be the worst idea in the world. I mean, you need another really good receiver. You need a really, you know, fast, productive receiver. I don't think it would be, the worst idea to bring in a multiple Pro Bowler like that who has that kind of history with Deshaun, and you know he's already got the natural chemistry with Deshaun, and those guys would fare really well together. So I just don't know if it's something that they're as excited about doing as maybe some fans might be.
Is there another receiver that's out there, Mary Kay, that you think would match what they're looking for?
Say DJ Chark, please.
Well, you know, like I said, all of those guys are, you know, floating around out there on the fringes. You've got Odell Beckham Jr. out there. You've got talk about would they be able to trade for Jerry Jeudy. You know, you've got, I mentioned Elijah Moore, but I haven't really heard his name very much lately. You've got DJ Chark out there. So there are a lot of guys that are kind of out there, and I guess it's just a matter of seeing which one you can end up with.
You think they will, Mary Kay, or is there something else going on? Personally, I can't imagine them not bringing in at least one free agent at wide receiver and then either trying to supplement with a trade or a draft choice or something else. But if they don't bring in anybody in free agency, and there are guys out there who I think could help that position that clearly I think need some depth, I would just be really surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll try to do something. I think they are trying to do something, and I think they have been. It's just really a matter of time more so than anything, probably. Sometimes these things happen at the NFL owners meetings, which we're going out to Arizona, leaving on Sunday. We'll all be out there, you know, all general managers and coaches and owners will be out there for 3 or 4 days. Sometimes things happen there. So, takes a little seasoning sometimes.
Mary-Kay, to the defensive side of the ball, it seems like they've addressed most of their woes on the defensive line, but the one problem that's still out there is the linebacker position. Is there somebody out there who makes sense to you for the Browns to go look after, or someone you've heard?
You know, I think they're really looking forward to getting a lot of their guys back healthy. I still do think that they would like to re-sign Anthony Walker Jr. He's wrapping up his visit, or he is visiting with the Commanders today, arrived there last night. You know, Sione Takitaki was re-signed. He's coming back healthy from the ACL. Maybe not the first week of the season, but he should play most of the season. Jacob Phillips is coming back. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is coming back. So I think they feel pretty set at linebacker, and if they need to fill in, they can do that.
That's a lot of eggs to put in the Sione Takitaki basket for my own liking, Mary Kay.
Well, like I said, you still have the draft, and that's a place where you can find some linebackers. It's not necessarily a super premium position for them, per se. I think that they feel like with what they have now and what they can add, that they'll be okay there.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. Josh Dobbs comes back. I like that. I thought he did a nice job here in the preseason last year. I was disappointed, actually, when they let him go, Mary Kay. However, you have your backup quarterbacks right now are guys who have started a combined, what, two games in the NFL. You okay with that? Are they okay with that? Or do you think their eyes are still open for another possibility there?
You know, it seems to me, and I wrote this yesterday, that they are hoping that Josh Dobbs can be their number two. Huh. So unless something else happens and they go out and sign a veteran like a Teddy Bridgewater or someone like that, I think they will probably head into camp with it this way. And, you know, I think it's a little bit risky to have your backup be someone who has started two NFL games, has an 0-2 record, and, you know, anything can happen. And we've seen other teams have this issue where you have to play half the season or most of the season with your backup. And you just want to make sure that you're in good shape in the event that happens.
And then you have Kellen Mond, who's played – what, in one game, Mary Kay, in his career, and has thrown three passes. How much do they like him? Obviously, they claimed him on waivers from Minnesota. They kept him, you know, on the active roster all year. They didn't put him on the practice squad. Is he a legit candidate to compete with Dobbs for this backup job? And if so, great, because if you can develop your own backup quarterback who's pretty good, and then you go the Green Bay route. You trade Hasselbeck, you trade Brunell. You know, you develop quarterbacks, which, great idea. But is Mond actually in that thought process for the Browns?
You know, I think he's more of a developmental quarterback. I think they really like him, and they plan to try to keep him around, whether on the practice squad or otherwise. But I don't think necessarily that, you know, that he will press Josh Dobbs right now for the number two job. I think more so than anything, they'll make the determination between now and the start of the season if they feel like they need a more veteran backup, you know, more of a Jacoby Brissett type of guy that can come in and hold down the fort for you and win games in the event Deshaun gets injured.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, and a Plain Dealer joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, is there another position that you look at on this roster and think, there should be a little more depth here?
Not necessarily, really, except for, you know, on the O-line, you always want to make sure that you have some guys there. So as, you know, as the offseason moves along and the draft comes, you know, you might see a another tackle or another center or something like that come along. But I think they're in pretty good shape for the most part at most of their positions. I can't think of anything where, you know, you're just wondering, my goodness, what are they going to do? I mean, they obviously added so many bodies to the defensive tackle room that I was saying the other day, they're going to need to knock down a wall and make a bigger room. But, you know, I think they've addressed most of what they need, and they're in pretty good shape.
Mary Kay, I'm kind of curious about some of the other things going around the National Football League. Does Aaron Rodgers end up in New York with the Jets?
Well, it seems like it's going that way. If it doesn't go that way, it will be, you know, it'll upset the apple cart of the way this is all supposed to go. So So, yeah, I think ultimately he will end there. They're just probably going to have to work through the details of that. And again, sometimes these things do take place in a courtyard in Arizona during the owners' meetings or something along those lines.
Running backs have signed all around the NFL. Another one signs yesterday. Devin Singletary goes to the Houston Texans, and Damian Harris goes to Buffalo, which I think would have been a terrific landing spot for Kareem Hunt. And here's Kareem still looking for a gig, Mary Kay, with spots drying up. Leonard Fournette still looking for a gig. Ezekiel Elliott still looking for a gig. Can Kareem Hunt end up back here on a team-friendly deal, and would that work for Kareem?
Yeah, I suppose there's a chance that could happen if he doesn't find anything out there and the two sides put their heads together and come up with something that works for them from a financial standpoint. He's from here. He loves playing here. Nick loves having him here. So, again, you can't rule it out. I don't think it's necessarily in the cards or anything on the front burner, but something that, might make sense if it happens.
All right, Mary Kay, on March 21st at 11:15 a.m., in your honest and humble opinion.
Let me write this down here.
Lamar Jackson will be the starting quarterback for which team?
You know what? Right now, I'm going to say the Ravens still. It's so hard for me to imagine him not being there. I just feel like somehow they'll find a way to make that happen. But there are some hard feelings that they're going to have to smooth over and try to get everybody back on the same page again. But for the most part, you really don't want to let a quarterback like that get out the door.
Mary Kay, enjoy Arizona.
I will. I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right.
Talk to you then.
Mary
Kay
Cabot, on her way to Arizona for the NFL owners meetings, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.